This meeting to order. Calvus meeting Wednesday, January 30th, 6:30. Everyone take a moment to look at the agenda.
Do you have an agenda for him?
No.
Yeah. You got an agenda.
Motion for the agenda, or if there's any changes?
I motion that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved a second to accept the agenda as printed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Say
aye.
Any no's? No? Okay. The agenda has been approved. The next is for the minutes from November the 29th, 2018. Moment to just look at that, and then I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes for Thursday, November the 29th, 2018. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, it's been moved and approved for the November 29th minutes. The next item on the agenda is the Treasurer's Report, December 31st, 2018.
Okay. We had no monthly expenses for the month. So basically, look on page 2, beginning fund balance was $378,143.70. And just with the year to date, transactions was $75,129, which then brings us down to a fund balance of $303,014.70, minus the $10,960 that has been previously encumbered. Gives us down to balance as of December 31st, 2018, $292,054.70.
When you said encumbered for encumbered from
that's the two previous projects.
Back to reaching out to the people to find out what's going on. That's mm-hmm. What's the encumbered. Did we put the new grant money into encumbered yet? Okay.
No, not yet.
Okay.
I just didn't know what. I guess I wanted to see the actual full dollar amount first.
Okay.
Before we put it into encumbered amount.
Okay.
So that
I want to call for a motion.
Yeah, but let me ask one quick question.
Okay.
So that encumbered will come out of the 292, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Call for a motion to.
No,
unless
that,
there's any
no,
other
the
that encumbered
the
does not come out of the 292. It comes out of the 303.
Well, that's well correct, but it's going to the
it's
bottom
gonna drop
line,
it to 292.
It's going to drop. What the additional amount that we're going to encumber with the project?
Yeah, but for right now, the 10,000 that's encumbered is shown here.
Correct.
Which, if we become unencumbered with that, we're actually at 303,000.
Yes. That is correct.
Yes.
But any additional,
well,
then that's
come
correct,
from
come from the 303.
Right.
All right. Okay. Any other questions? questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Motion to accept the treasurer's report. Even though he didn't bring cookies.
Any seconds?
Second.
Any second to accept the treasurer's report on December 31st, 2018. All those who approve, say aye.
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 The treasurer's report has been approved. Okay, now to chairperson's comments. We'll be extremely short. And all I want to say that on the agenda you see there about the first five-year plan draft, it is a first draft. And thus, because of the weather, I would say that we don't go, we don't do any discussion of it tonight. But I do have one question. So when we get to that item, I just want to ask one question. Hopefully, answers will be extremely brief. And then that's all I probably want to say about for the chairperson's comments. So further ado, let us move on to the agenda item A, the first year grant programming status report. And we do have our guest here, person who we are so thankful.
And does everybody have a copy of the report?
You don't have one
okay.
here. I've got it on my computer.
Do you have that one? That's what. Everybody got one? You guys got one?
Yeah,
well, I've already read it.
Yeah, you probably got it. Making sure everybody's got a copy. And I want to make sure I've met everybody. I'm not sure at the meeting I attended everyone was there. So I am Roseanne Weiss, and I'm happy to be working with all of you. And Bob is smiling at me because he knows that I have a lot of experience in St. Louis. Mm. I always say I have 30 years experience because I started when I was 14. This was a pilot program, and I think that we're doing pretty good with it. So I'll just go through this with you, if you don't mind, and if you've got questions, that's what I'm here for, is to answer that for you. At your meeting, you allocated $15,000 for this pilot program. And unlike what you were doing before, the suggestion was that rather than try to give somebody $10,000 to do a feature film, which is a drop in the bucket, frankly, for a feature film, which meant people had to go out and fundraise for the rest of it, that perhaps one of the ways to go would be to commission shorts, like short videos, 5 minutes max, and that you would put the stipulation that they would be about uCity in some way, shape, or form. You know, it doesn't have to be direct, but something creative and wonderful. And so we did a call for proposals and, you know, did the social media, did the press releases, did the whole thing. And for a first time out, I think getting 19 proposals mm-hmm. was actually really good. Mm-hmm. I think second time around, I would look to get 30 to 40. You know, some people were like, oh, I have to think about it because it's just about uCity. You know, if artists and video makers have ideas off the top of their heads, but when you tell them it has to be a little bit narrowed in this way, although we kept it so open, it can be animation, it can be a documentary, it could be fictionalized, it could be all kinds of ways of looking at uCity. To get 19 was great. And I will say that most of them were really terrific. So we were able to do that. It was all online with Google Docs, which, you know, makes things easy. And we got everybody from very professional filmmakers to artists who were emerging and a couple student projects. So I purposefully decided that we would have a small selection committee, but a mighty one, right? So we were able to get Chris Clark, who is the artistic director for Cinema St. Louis, who is the person who selects all the films for the St. Louis Film Festival. So I was very happy about that. And then Sherry Lacaine-Utunes, who is somebody you might know, because Sherry's lived in New City for a long time. She's a poet and a writer and an educator. Has often taught, actually, in poetry in the jails. So she's got a very interesting background and did a program with youth here in U City, probably about 15 years ago, for a number of summers. So she's got great ties to U City. And then Kedra Pelequin is a young woman who has her own business that does video production, often for music artists. So they're music videos, a lot of them hip-hop related, and so we had a nice group of people who were different enough to have different opinions, and but also some experience. So I was very pleased. And so what I asked each of them to do was each of them read, every one of them looked at the samples that were given by a number of people, and by everybody. Everybody had some kind of sample you could look at, and then score it according to the criteria. And our criteria was simple. It's you can see it in the call for proposals. And so we asked each of them to, look at, make sure that it's highlighting some part of University City and its people, that it had shooting scripts or a clear outline, that they thought it could be a production that was 3 to 5 minutes long. There were a couple of them that sounded good, but there was no way it was going to be a 5-minute video. And that showed a creative approach, and that also, that they demonstrated in some way, shape, or form they had the ability to do this, right? So we were very pleased. They scored, we met, we went back and forth, discussed things, people changed their scores according to the discussions, and we came up with 5 top. And so I'm going to make a suggestion to all of you, because I know that one of this group's hope was that we would also have at least one student group. So what I'm going to suggest is that you accept the recommendations of the selection committee, which is Byron, who's Slayton, who is doing a work on the flowers in University City, Thomasina Clark, who is talking about the stars and some of the people who come from University City, Mike Waldoni, who is talking about the street names, which is really a very interesting proposal, Eddie Ryan, who is talking about food, and he's going to use the grocery store as the center, but come out from that. Our one hope is that it doesn't feel like a commercial for the store. And after we all read it again and talked about it, we felt like it was not. It was really about how there's much food from other countries here, and that U City really speaks to that and has a community of people who are first and second and third generation immigrants. So that was great. And then Jose Garza wanted to talk about architecture and specifically about the Lewis Center and the history of the Lewis Center, which of course is changing because Washington University is vacating, and I believe it's going to become condos. So this is this nice little window of time where he's going to be able to get in there and film and document the architecture. So we thought they were all different enough and interesting enough to have a group of 5 films. What the committee was hoping that you would do is fund these 5 artist adults and add to the allocation of $15,000 another $1,500 to include the student one that they thought was the best. And the student one is from University High School, and it's about their arts program at University City, and it's a student project with a faculty member. So that's their recommendation to you, that you actually allocate $16,500 for this, if you feel like you can do that, so that they can also include Curtis Conyers for the University City High School proposal, which is called Rich in Arts. If someone, for whatever reason, decides they can't meet our deadline of April 30th, or something happens, or they've moved out of town, and they picked an alternate as well, which is sort of a runner-up, which is a work by Chris Renteria called The Neighborhood to the World, which, again, is about the diversity of University City and what makes it a great place. So I'm hoping that you will approve these recommendations. I think that you can trust the judgment of the selection committee, that they have the expertise to do that. I'm more than willing and happy to share the proposals if you want to read them. But I think that the reason that we have a selection committee and their expertise is to be able to count on them. The awardees will be notified as soon as possible, and Keith, you and I will do the memo of understanding, which I have a draft for, and I don't know what kind of contracts you need from University City, but you and I can talk about that and figure out what to do. But they get half of the award up front so they can start production, but they don't get the second half until they're completed. So this is a quick turnaround, but I think people seem willing to do it. I'm excited about being able to see these proposals come to fruition, and I'm here to answer any questions you guys have.
The sixth proposal from Chris Renteria, is that a professional one or is that a student one?
That's a professional one.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah. You know, this was actually, it became difficult because I think there were lots of great proposals, and so we really had to weigh, you know, I mean, coming up with the top five was not an easy thing, which is the good news. Absolutely. You know, it's very much the good news.
Well, I'd like to move that we accept the recommendations, including the additional $1,500 for the one project.
I second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to accept the recommendation from the committee and then increase a lot of the amount so that it goes up to 16.5.
Right.
Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
Great.
Aye. Okay. Nays? No. Yeah, so unanimous.
Unanimous.
Yay.
So let me add to that point that Michael, who's been doing the social media, is ready to release with press release. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to Fox 2 News. They want to do a announcement piece on this on their Saturday morning show about that Gallup is doing this, so we can start generating the publicity for it, get the announcement out there of the winners, and generate what we need to get some people going, waiting to see these, getting excited.
I will ask you guys that you keep this under your hats until we're able to tell everybody. I will also contact the people who didn't get selected so they know that this time they weren't selected. But please keep it under your hats until the official announcement and everybody knows whether they're getting it or not getting it. Nothing's worse than finding out you didn't get a grant from rumor.
And we'll all be included when the official announcement goes out, so we'll see that.
Yeah, because if you know anybody on this list, it's like, oh, I want to be able to tell them.
Yes, and what, as I've told people, it's like, for me, because I actually know people who got and didn't get grants in this list, is that I had absolutely nothing to do with it. I didn't see any
yes.
proposals.
And
that's actually good for all of us.
So that is one of the reasons that you hire someone like me, is that it does give you, like, you can tell your best friend who didn't get it, I was not on the selection committee, that this was a fair process. And so process is really important thing to say. Or if somebody did get it, it's like, you don't need to thank me because I had nothing to do with it. So I always, you know, having had a lot of experience with the Regional Arts Commission and giving away money, it's really, people sometimes are upset or whatever, but you can always, like, deflect that to that there was a process, that there was a selection committee, that there was somebody doing this for us, and it's, yeah. It's why you have someone else do it.
Right. Okay.
I have to say, I don't know the person at all who came up with the one on the street signs.
Yeah.
But having heard a little bit about that one,
yeah.
I'm very excited to see what they do, because I didn't know that Del Mar was actually named because the two people that basically owned the street, one was from Delaware and one was from Maryland. You knew this?
Yeah.
And they put them together to make Del Mar. I also didn't know there was a racetrack in University City, which is why we have Westgate and Eastgate. So some of the history that's going to come out here, I think, is going to be fantastic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is Curtis Conyers faculty at the high school?
Yes, I believe he is faculty.
He's the one who started supervising.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah.
So it'll be great. We have a student one, too.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Which is going to be interesting.
Yeah,
good.
And gives them an opportunity. I mean, one of the wonderful things now about video, of course, is that everybody's got a video camera on their phone, and some of them are pretty high resolution, so people can make them. But the nice thing, too, is that your library has great equipment that can be used and borrowed.
So I would like to because we've all voted on this now, so we're good. Can we move on to the next?
Yeah, I just was going to say one more thing. We gave money to the high school in the past, so it'll be interesting to see if they're going to use any of that equipment.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. No, this is great.
That's what we gave it to them.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, wonderful.
Yes.
The claymation from the '60s. I'm going to be curious.
Mm-hmm. So
I want to thank you, Ms. Wise.
Oh, it was my pleasure. This is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I, you know, I'm contracted through the end of this process, so I will follow up with the people who got it. I will make sure that they're on track. You know, if they've got questions or problems, you know, somebody may come back to me and say, I need another week, you know, then we can manage all that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You will be our liaison to make sure that these people actually deliver.
Yes.
Then they won't get their final check until they have.
Right.
Which is really good. You get to be the bad guy.
Yes.
So I would like to make a motion to do another round of this grant, because I think we have all these people that didn't get it, plus word is getting out there with our announcement to be able to say we've just done this and we're doing a second round that's more spring, so people can reapply, but also keep the momentum going, because I do think we'll get up to 40 or more people, and if we've started this process, and I don't want it to lose its momentum by waiting till after April to be able to get another grant program out there. I would like to see us get so that we have sort of a steady stream, so that once we start releasing in April on social media those six videos, we can also be promoting the next round that's coming. And it's really a process, because putting this out as a pilot program, we've seen that we have response to it, which is great. What we get in the end is going to be actually very cool, because we've got a lot of professional people involved here, so I think we're going to get great ones. But I really see this as a program we should at least go for, get a second round going, so that we can see how it's going and be out in the community doing this. And basically the same as we had done, $15,000.
Yeah. I don't know if I wanted to have it voted on tonight. I would say February. I'd like to see, like you had before, where it was, we can see how much, you know, the dollar amount of how much it's going to come out of our budget, and we know that, because we don't have that right now. We can just, you know, we can, you know, kind of calculate in here, but I like paper.
Okay, bring you paper next time.
I like paper.
Yeah, I'd like to second the motion and then move to table it.
Yeah, okay.
Table the next meeting, if that's all right. That's fine. I would like to get a little more into this.
That's fine. We may decide we want to get it done tonight.
Give them more money next time, depending on
possibly
how it goes here.
Possibly.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Yeah.
But my reason for wanting to put it out there now is if we're on TV and we're doing press releases and coverage, to maximize that, to let people know, is these are the people that were granted, and if you think you can do it, you can apply now or start applying now with a deadline later. If we wait until February, then we miss the joint because we have to take advantage of the press and the social media of announcing these winners right now. And a month from now, announcing another grant program is not going to have the impact to get media out there and get television coverage and stuff as much as it would if we did it together at the same time. And that's why I wanted to just keep it rolling, because you take a month off, media loses interest. They say, oh, we did that story 3 weeks ago on your grant proposals. We're not going to do a special segment on Saturday morning about it. So that's the reason why I put it, and I'm okay with you wanting to table it, but that is my reasoning for saying let's keep the wheel moving so we can take advantage and build on it.
So let me see about how this will happen. We can move and second it, and then it's in discussion. Then you said table it. So we would have to vote on accepting the motion, and then...
Hold on.
Your prerogative is chair to table it.
Okay.
Especially if there's no opposition from the board. It could be just tabled.
Okay. Okay, we have to move in second to vote on it. We would have to do that. So...
The motion to table takes preference.
Okay. Okay.
Because otherwise, you know, it's not tabled if we vote on the main motion now. Mm-hmm. If we vote down... the motion to table, then we can release it right now.
So the motion.
Your chairman, if somebody here were to object to a tabling, then we could go into votes and stuff. And I think I'm in agreement that we should give it at least a little bit of time before. And I support eventually doing another round.
Yeah,
but I would agree with that.
Because we could see also there was that alternative person, and if we're going to start doing the media and that alternative person hears, and they'd be like, why was I?
Well, the alternative person doesn't know. They're not told they're an alternative person. They're just told they didn't make it. The alternative person is there if one of the five people that got it,
right,
that applied in December, has had a heart attack, had to move, can't accept the grant. They just say, I can't do it. I've moved. My situation has changed. And we know that when they contact them.
No, the only reason that Chris Renteria is there is if, for instance, Mike Waldoni says, I'm sorry, you know, I got a new job and I have no time for this, then we would go to Chris and say, you got the grant.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's going to get a letter that says you were not selected.
And I think the press releases, as you were talking about, yes, but I think they should say that this is a pilot project and with the possibility of its continuing in the future.
Yeah, but that's
so
non-determinant.
Stay tuned.
As a person in marketing, I don't like doing the stay tuned because it seems very wishy-washy, and University City already has enough press that's not positive, and I think this would be very positive press for University City as a whole, that would be saying, we have this program, we've started this program, we're continuing this program until we're not continuing it, as opposed to this is a pilot program and we might be doing it again.
So when is the media, when is this going forth to the media?
The media will probably be going out, well, as soon as Roseanne is let everybody know that they're winners and that they're not winners.
And then we have to work on the...
And this is going to be before the next meeting.
Before the next meeting, absolutely. The press release is ready to go. It was being worked on today. Tasia at Channel Fox 2 News, who's a video producer herself, wants to cover it, and she does a Saturday morning show, so I could get it on this Saturday or the next Saturday. But you wait out.
I mean, I just want to make a note that I'm in agreement with Richard.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But yeah, I can see the logic.
You can see the logic behind doing it.
And let's see. Our next meeting would probably be... Where are the 4th, right?
We're in February.
Yeah, it'd be the 27th. That's quite a ways away. Let me ask this, because I'm thinking about money.
I know you're thinking about money.
I know.
And doing the math, I could write it down for you, but it's the same proposal as last time. It would cost the committee $30,000.
I mean, would it be 16.5 again?
It would be 15, and then if at the end we wanted to add additional, we could.
Yeah. Because we're at 292 now, we do the 30, it'd be kind of like, I'm just doing...
Would be 262.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're getting our 10,000 back, because the non-contact I'm having from the indentured people, from the dedicated funds, is telling me they're not coming through. They're not returning the calls. So I think they're not going to complete their projects or be able to complete their projects. They haven't been able to raise enough funds.
But knowing one of them, they're probably not going to repay us.
No, they won't repay us, but we're not paying them out the 50%
yeah.
in the end.
Okay.
But I do believe that our purpose with this committee is to do the videos, and by doing this with the University City, I think it gives us a real stronghold. I also think once the students at University City High School and other students see that a student won, they're going to get much more excited about participating.
I can see a momentum. 2-4. And Bob, you said you...
He seconded the motion.
I know, he seconded the motion, but I wanted to get it clearing, because I know it's for me to make a decision whether to accept a table or not, or do a table. I didn't hear from you.
I think we should... let's wait a little bit of time to see how this goes. It sounds like it's going to be great, and it's going to be a big success, and we can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I should support doing it again, but I don't think we should rush out just to capitalize on it. We can generate more press. People will like... They'll hear about social media, they'll sign up for it, they'll hear about it again.
David, I want to know how you're going to generate more press, because I'm talking to all my press conference contacts about this and working the TV, but I don't think that this commission is putting out into the market what we have, what I'm doing, what Michael's doing, and generating more press is not as easy as you think. I've been working on press for all of my events and my not-for-profit, and it is hard to get airtime, especially for something as small as a local grant program.
Simply meant that we got a lot of applications for this one, and it's going to be a big success. I'm sure we'll get a number of applications for next time. And I just agreed with your early comments that we should wait a month or two to see how it goes a little bit before we spend a lot more money. I don't expect to be opposed to doing it again. I fully expect to support it.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have two that feel we should go now. Where do you stand? You still so because we're kind of split here.
Well, I would like a little more. You know, I just got this today in email, the report so far, which looks great. But I would like maybe I'm just slow, but I would like a little more time to digest some of it.
Can I go with your motion that if we table, can we have a meeting that's sooner than our next scheduled meeting so that we can get kind of split the difference, everybody can kind of think about it, see what's going
on.
But
is that date set?
No, yeah. We're going to set it. I'm looking at, because I kind of shifted to a Wednesday, it normally would be February the 27th. We could move it up to February the 20th. That still gives us 3 weeks. That's like 1, 2, 3 weeks from now.
I'd like it to be in like 2 weeks. And be that the only thing on the agenda, and have a quick meeting after everybody's reviewed it.
Hmm. right before Valentine's.
I'll be out of town from the
yes, I'll bring your Valentine.
Hmm? I'll be out of town from the 8th to the 15th.
But you'll be back on the 20th.
Yeah, I'll be back on the 15th. Yeah.
But as I said when we met about the 5-year plan, I'll be out of town on the 20th.
Oh, on the 20th.
Yeah. And our next meeting should actually be talking about the 5-year plan. That's another reason why I'd like to get this just moved off the agenda so we can focus on the 5-year plan next time.
Well, they can always, there's always going to be special called meetings in lieu of a regular meeting. How, okay, 13th, you said 8th to the 13th?
Right, starting next week into the final, into the 8th.
And the 6th is too soon, isn't it? That's next week.
It's not too soon for me.
Someone out the 13th, we had someone out the 20th. 27 is a month away. 6 sounds like it's too close.
So
and when the press release? Well, the 13th. What would we be discussing on the 13th?
We would just be discussing what we just did discuss. Reissuing the same grant program to be the follow-up so that it can be keep the ball rolling. Nothing about the proposal is really going to change, and we're still looking at the same amount of money, so we're really not, it's really a question of do
I mean,
we proceed or do we not proceed?
I mean, do we have to have quorum? I guess we probably
we have to have a quorum. We have a quorum. So
I'm talking about if we did it on the 13th, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, and we may not have a quorum.
Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We would have a quorum.
Well, maybe Suzanne will be here.
Yeah, maybe Suzanne
yes,
will
maybe
be
it'll
here.
Maybe it'll be Suzanne, but I'd like him to be here because he agrees with me.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm saying I wouldn't need to be here because I don't, I mean, I'm in agreement, so. I mean,
yeah.
It would be more or less.
So actually, at this point, it's really up to you, Pat, because if you said that you were in agreement and we put this to vote, we would have a majority and we could just move forward. If you want to do a special meeting, that's up to you. That's tabling it as the chair.
Okay, let me do this. You're never going to have a perfect world. Let's say we table it until the 13th. I know you won't be here, but you're in agreement. And I'll be, we'll be getting a lot of information. That way we have both.
What date are you speaking of?
Wednesday the 13th.
13th.
That's a special call-up meeting. That's 2 weeks from now.
And are we still having the later meeting in the month?
Yes.
The Reverend to, well,
Yes. The later meeting will be to discuss the 5-year plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This meeting is just going to be solely and quickly to give people a chance to think about making this go forward.
Yes. Okay, make a motion. I can make a motion. That we have a special call meeting on February the 13th. It's Wednesday. And the only item on the agenda will be moving forward with the short video grant program.
Do we need a motion? I mean, can't you just call as chair, call a meeting? I mean, I'll make the motion if
are I think
people
should
more comfortable voting on it. Sure.
Meeting and stuff like that.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Somebody can second it. Or
I'll second it. I'll try to make the meeting. I think I can. I'm trying to.
Oh, so you might not be able to make the meeting either, so we have two people who might not.
I intend to make it.
Okay. So he says intend. We never can see crystal ball. Okay.
And just to backtrack to the question of voting on it tonight, I mean, it wasn't listed on the agenda or anything, so I don't think we legally could vote on it tonight, even if five of us wanted to. I mean, major items like this do have to be placed on the agenda before the meeting. To quibble on some sunshine law requirements.
Well, we're voting on
a special. Well, we're obviously not doing that, but I'm saying even if five of us wanted to do it, I don't think we could just put that on and declare it right here without any notification that was going to be voted on at the time.
Okay. And to be full disclosure, I'll bring it up at the next meeting. I know that there could be a competing entity for future monies, and that probably could be discussed at our regular scheduled meeting.
Okay. Okay. And Keith, is this your last meeting?
I'm not aware of it. I don't know if Allison is taken over yet or not. It hasn't been discussed.
Okay. Because I thought she was, my information was telling me that she was probably going to become our liaison since she's in communications for the city.
That's my understanding, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make sure we said goodbye to you.
Yeah, and hopefully someone will tell me, and not like in the past where things just dumped, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, so moving right along, because, you know, it's Armageddon out there. We're going to have a special call meeting on Wednesday, February the 13th, and the only item business that we will be discussing is going forward with short video grant program. Hopefully, maybe an expansion of it, and that'll be the only thing. And we will have our regular call meeting, as we see down there. We'll see what the date is after I get to that point in the agenda. So, okay. Moving forward to the update on the first year.
Don't you have to call for a vote?
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay. A vote on
the motion for the meeting.
Mm-hmm. And it was seconded.
It was seconded.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, it passed unanimously, and thank you, Ms. White.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to excuse myself unless there's more questions. Mm-hmm. And thank you. And then, Keith, I'll send you something tomorrow so we've got whatever legal thing we need from University City. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Let me go to the next update.
Yes.
The update first year plan draft. You just probably got it today, so you haven't absorbed it. I only have one question that I want you to be thinking about, and it has to deal with objective one, and it's on the second line. And it says to provide grant money to local video producers to create video programs concerning the cultural, historical, or artistic experience of the city, University City, and of the region. The question is, I want to get your input on, should we include that wording of the region, or should we take it out? And that's the only question I have.
Run that by me again. I didn't quite catch what you were talking about there for a minute.
Okay, is there an objective one? And it's asking, really, should we only just have the city of University City, or should we have the verbiage city of the University City and of the region?
Oh, I see. That's why that question mark is there.
Yeah.
Oh, I would prefer to be left in. I mean, some of our best videos have been produced have dealt not just with University City, some not with University City at all. I think that's been our objective. Now, the videos in our limited project we're doing right now are about University City, but I would not like to rope us in, restrain us from an occasion when we might want something broader.
I agree. I think it should stay broad.
Yeah. I mean, and in a way, that what we have done, even if it's not University City, because it's recognized as coming from this, from Calib, has also promoted University City in that way. I mean, I'm always running into people who want to, are you guys going to give us some more money there in University City, or what's happening with all that? So.
Okay, what do you think, Kimmel?
No, I agree. Yeah, the region sounds, you know, fine with me.
Okay, that was my only question.
Okay, David, any comment?
Please, I think we had our meeting last week. We discussed it.
the support of keeping it regional, and it's the proper time and place to make it narrow to you city. But.
Okay. All right.
All right. The only person who I haven't heard from is Suzanne. I'm sure she'll tell us when we meet at the end of the month. But anyway, let's go on to the next item on the agenda. Council's liaison comments.
I'll try to be brief, too. I think three things that are happening right at the beginning of this year, which are exciting, are that we've got some new hires filling some important spots in the administration. Libby Tucker was hired as a director of economic development, Clifford Cross, a director in planning, and as you were mentioning, Allison Bramberger is a communications director that just started. The other two are starting in February, but those are some real central and important positions that now have been filled. It's taken a little bit of time, but I think we've got some good folks that will be able to do that. Allison came from, she was a communications director in St. Louis County, so I think she's aware of the region as well as the political aspects.
And now I have to say I'm thrilled with her as a choice.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah,
I am. My main thing was hiring somebody who knew St. Louis,
and she does,
and had the right political connections and media connections, and she's got it.
And she's already starting to get us up to speed on the different social media platforms that we maybe were on but weren't using, and maybe even weren't even on. So she's putting all those things out there and is fairly active. On Nextdoor, she's trying to generate a lot of, she knows a lot of the residents use that, so she's using that as a way to get out information and hopefully just to also get just conversation going back to her with the city. So and how she develops that, hopefully it'll work. Those are three, I think, important things that are going on. And to David's point on the Sunshine Law, I would agree with you. On if an item involves the expenditure of money especially, you should probably have it on an agenda item just so it's on the agenda in case someone wanted to comment on how you're spending their tax dollars and they showed up. Chances of them showing up, minimal.
Yeah, we get such a crowd
to, but you've got to do it. And the other part of it is a process point. If you would have said that to Pat put it on there, then maybe it,
yes.
Who knows what would have happened with these votes?
That was my error when we met about the 5-year plan, and I said that I wanted to do this because I didn't ask you to put it on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Better to err putting on the agenda because you can always pull it off if it's you're not ready to go by the time you get to the meeting, which happens a lot. So, but those are my comments.
All right. Just one question.
You don't want to
I
say
have.
Anything about the project at 170.
Project at 170. I could put it to you this way: as it gets closer and closer to something we can do, people are really focusing on what it really means.
Yeah.
And so you've got a developer negotiating his side and trying to get everything he wants out of it, and you've got us looking at it saying, "Hold on, that's not right," and going back and looking at numbers, and there's been mistakes and there's been problems, and it's just becoming, you know. It's, you know, as they say, it's where the rubber's hitting the road, and that's when the discussions get more and more detailed and more difficult.
Yeah.
But it's moving, and it's not, it's going in the right direction. Hopefully we can overcome some of the issues and get some done. But it's really starting to become a lot of real difficult points to deal with. Exactly. That's a good way to put it. Devil's in the details. Still hopeful it's going to get done. Still hopeful it's going to do what it's been. I think we still, as a council at least, I believe we still have the same overall view. And why it's making it difficult is because it was an adventurous project. It was something that was trying to get a lot of money directed to a specific area into that stretch of Olivan in the Third Ward and to help in that area of U City. And that was adventurous, and that was a big goal.
Yeah.
And if we're still maintaining that's the basis for this. So if you look at what our goal was, we've got to get there, and some of the numbers make it hard to get there. Well, we still have to keep working to say this was the promise to the community in the overall sense. And we can't necessarily give up that goal just because it might mean the developer has to give up a little bit more too. And that's really where we're at. And some of the changes, that's really what it impacts the developer more than it impacts the city with some of the numbers. Whether or not he sees it that way, that's up to him. But other than that, a lot of the information is everything's still on board, moving forward, and hopefully we can get it done. But as people have said, it has to be a good deal for the city. And if it turns out it's not a good deal for the city, then it's, you know, it may not, you know, that's always the bottom line.
I mean, is there a deadline? Because I know businesses are, like, I know my barbershop is up there when they already are going into a lease in Overland at the Snooks Plaza on Page, like, literally, like, in 6 months from now.
Yeah, well, there's some, I mean, it depends on where they move. Were they in Jeffrey Plaza?
Right.
Yeah, because that,
Clippers up there, yeah, in Jeffrey Plaza.
Yeah, because my understanding is that for them, they're probably making a good, I'm guessing, because that has already been purchased.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey Plaza by the developer. He's already put up their money and purchased that as one whole block. And so then they're probably making a choice saying, well, this guy's already owned it. I've already got a new landlord. If his lease was up, he's probably saying, I don't know.
He said that they had to be out by the end of the year, so they're moving later this summer. You know, they're not going to wait till the end of the year.
I mean, my understanding of the timeline for the project was that area would have been, you know, built out and done, so that by 2020 the new project would be up and running. Not all of it, but the anchor store.
Right.
So, there isn't necessarily a deadline where the development agreement has to be signed off on. You know, we're not under a pressure, but it is sooner than later. We can't wait too long. We just got to get it moving. And there's things that between the developer and his client, that's going to be the anchor store. He's got to get certain things past them before they give this an okay too, and so hopefully he's got those things worked out. So it's kind of a three-party negotiation in a sense, but we're negotiating directly with the developer, and he's got a client who's the anchor store. It starts to get really complicated.
Well, maybe one of the future videos could be about that project. Who knows?
Yeah, we should have just hired a documentarian to follow us around.
Right. Well, let's confirm the next meeting date, February the 27th. That's a Wednesday.
Right.
So I guess we just have them on Wednesday.
That's done.
Well,
yeah,
for the spring, yeah.
I lost sight of it being on Thursday. So sometimes I'm still thinking
and
Thursday.
And we have a special meeting on February
13th. Right. Yeah, because if we kept on Thursday, you would have to chair.
We wouldn't want that.
Okay. I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Yes, I moved the second to adjourn.
All in favor, rise.
All those.
Let's get out
aye.
The snow.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Let's get out the snow. Steve, I have one question for you.
Yes.
Since it wasn't Calabasas, I waited till the meeting was adjourned.
Fine.
Around University City.
People use them.
I would have called one.